Justin's play.
Yeah, the poke check.
Played lots, played well. Not really looking at individual things.
Daryl, what did you see as the difference? The effort seemed pretty similar, just the results seemed different.
You know what? You look at the series 5-5, and it's so tough. And it's not, there's a lot of little battles going on that only the players appreciate or understand. And both teams, it's pretty much what everybody said at the outset. There's not much for goals, and you can't get frustrated by it. You can't. Skill players, top guys can't get frustrated and start playing their own, playing individual game or turnover or stretching out. So that's basically how we're trying to play.
Daryl, often in a scramble, like right before Voinov scored, the ref will come in and blow the whistle. Do you think it took a little extra, I don't know, patience or whatever by those two guys to let
first
the play
off,
continue?
First off, several scrums around the goaltenders, and if the puck's not froze, then that's their job, or not to lose sight of it. So we've seen it both ways in this series. Several, actually, when we break it down, a lot of the shots are 1 foot, and there's two or three of them, and they all don't get counted. So we've had two senior officials again tonight, and win or lose, I think they do a good job.
Daryl, Dustin said the PK can lead to improved play on 5-on-5. Did you like the PK, and did you felt that it improved some of the 5-on-5 strength?
Penalty killing? We didn't allow a goal. Obviously, they got key guys. Two or three guys are really important. They have a net presence, and it alludes back to your question, quite honestly. Even that goes back to 5-on-5. So both teams' power plays have had their hands full in this series.
Daryl, you said this morning you wanted a bit more from your defense when they had opportunities, just because they only had 10 shots in goal. Not just the Voinov goal, but the fact Doughty in the first period did have some good chances. You feel that's what you're looking for?
Yeah, we're just trying to get some more energy of them. We dressed 7 guys and with the schedule, and just trying to get a little bit more of that 200-foot game out of them instead of just inside their own zone, and I thought we were better at it.
Daryl, what made you go with 7? On D.
Exactly that, I think, trying to get a little bit more at everybody, and we really haven't used 4 lines very much in the series, especially on the right side of the ice, trying to get Brownie and Willie and Jeff and getting them, you know, really all it is when you dress 7D is if you break it down with our team, it's about 12 more shifts, so. If you break it down, it's not that significant.
Daryl, how surprised are you that goals are at such a premium right now?
Do your homework for the series. Two teams that are very, very even, give up a few shots in the conference, 1 and 2, give both goaltenders, everybody understands who they are and what they are. So,
Coach, on that note, with regard to the score, are you happy with the number of chances you're generating in general, even if the goals aren't coming? Are you happy
with
the chances?
That's what it is, yep. Okay, you guys.